بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع من عند حديث المستبدر and that is about commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And it is a duty upon all of us, and wherever we see anything wrong, we should, according to various conditions, stop the wrong and command the right. عن أبي سعيد الحسن البصري رضي الله تعالى عنه. This hadith is narrated by أبي سعيد حسن البصري أن عايد بن عمر دخل على عبيد الله بن زياد فقال عايد بن عمر a صحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه went to عبيد الله بن زياد, one of the people who came after the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And here we see that this was the nature, very, it was ingrained in the Sahaba, that they could not see anything wrong. Immediately they would speak out and they would stop the wrong. So he told him, "Ey Bunayya, O my son, O my beloved son." So here we learn also that when we give some nasiha, we should give it in a very a way that it can be acceptable, that whoever we are speaking to, that the person is receptive and he can accept it. So that is like when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam, one of the great anbiya, and Fir'aun, what a wretched person. How wrong he was, who called himself Anna Rabbukum al-A'la. But Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, when you speak to him, قُولُوا لَقَوْلَ لَيِّنَا, he speak to him in a soft manner. That even there, whenever we are doing the work of inviting towards right and forbidding what is wrong, then also we should use such an attitude that it can be acceptable. Not a holier than thou attitude, or that we are the only ones who know what is right and you people don't know anything. It should not be like that. Then he told him, "Inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul." I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Inna sharra ri'a al-hutama." The worst of the rulers are those people who are oppressive. So he was giving him advice that you are a ruler, so don't be oppressive in your while you are ruling. Be very careful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned against it very seriously. فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ, I warn you that you don't be amongst those people. First of all, he told him, يَا بُنَيَّ أَيْ بُنَيَّ, O my beloved son. And then he gave him this good advice. But when unfortunately that advice is not acceptable, then a person looks at it negative. And he takes a negative attitude. فَقَالَ لَهُ, he says, Ziyad ibn Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad told him that Ijlis, sit down, let us talk about this matter. فَإِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ نُخَالَتِ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And then he told him, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, you are from the hasp, the insignificant, the waste of the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave him good advice, he had his welfare at heart, he spoke to him in the most appropriate way, but unfortunately when it is not going to be accepted, then we find that the person reacts in a very negative way. He doesn't want to accept, and in fact he puts an accusation on him. He told him, you are from the husk, you are from the insignificant, the useless people, a'udhu billah, of the Sahaba. فقال, he replied and told him, وَهَلْ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ نُخَالَةً, was there any husk, was there any wastage, was there any insignificant in the Sahaba? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all of them 100%, they were the two on the right path and correct in every way. And whenever a person also, we learn from this, he stands up to say the truth, he will get more than enough criticism. People will go against him. But the truth is always al-haqqu murru. The truth is very bitter. And people don't want to accept the truth. So when you will speak the truth, people will dislike you. They will go against you. Then he told him, إِنَّمَا كَانَتِ النُّخَالَةُ بَعْدُهُمْ وَفِي غَيْرِهِمْ. This uselessness of being insignificant, etc., of being of the husk, was in the people after the Sahaba and the people who did not follow the ways of the Sahaba. There were people who came after the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, who followed the ways of the Sahaba. And there were other people who came also after the Sahaba, and they did not follow in the way of the Sahaba. So that was their case. So we have to take great lessons to command what is right, forbid what is wrong, do it in the right way, and when somebody speaks to us, we listen carefully and accept good advice. It must not be when people tell us something for our good, we reject that advice. Because when a person is blinded, then he doesn't see the truth and he doesn't accept. How many a person, even today, who are on the wrong, and you tell them, they will take off with you, they will fight with you, but they won't accept the good advice, no matter in what a good way it might be given. May Allah make us amongst those people who are on the truth, who always enjoy the truth and do it in the right way and accept the truth also when it is told to us. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those people.